Are you ready for a lip sync Lollapalooza?
You know I am. I have my reveal coat on and I'm ready to pull out a puppet.
Oh, these season 16 divas are giving shows.
And we are giving commentary.
And cunt. Only one more week until the finale of season 16. And this week, Rue is bringing them all back to the main stage for a little bouncing and shaking and dipping and diving.
Well, let's get into these lip syncs. Toot sweet.
An all-new Race Chaser starts right now. M.
Oh.
M.
Mom! Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to
Race Chaser Courant,
a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
Is she off kilter?
We'll just come this way.
Is she off kilter? I wasn't talking about the framing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What is this? I you look great.
I do.
This is a video episode.
Yes. And full video episodes are available behind the paywall on Mom Plus Gold, just so you can see all the true beauties. The true beauties.
I'm so scrambled. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
It's so clear. It's Raver Hooker from Machu Picchu.
Sure.
Duh.
Absolutely.
Duh.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a video episode. You can check a little bit out on our YouTube channel.
Are the earrings too much?
They really put it over the top.
Damn.
It's really.
Shade.
You know, shit. Coco Chanel, she says take one thing off.
She was also a fucking Nazi, though. So Coco Chanel can suck it, all right? Y'all watching the new look? I am.
So, yeah, put 10 things on before, put a fucking knit face bikini on before you fucking leave your house.
She said, take off those pearls.
Fight fascism. Put on a fucking feather fucking chest piece.
Yeah, and I'm not saying I have stars in my eyes, but I'd also like to congratulate the mom people for having 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. So if you're watching there now, thanks for watching. Thumbs up.
We thank you so much. Manila? In a wedge? Do you know what this is?
No.
Manila in a wedge. It was something the girls in the dressing room at Drag the Musical were saying. I think Michelle says it, possibly on All Stars, to Manila as a critique. And she can't believe that Manila's in a wedge. I think it's from All Stars.
Huh. Well,
in a wedge?
Wedges are valid.
They're feminine.
Especially if you're a live singer. Different wedge?
You need them on stage. Yeah. I like two, like this, angled at me.
Mm-hmm. Last week, RuPaul asked her top four girls to waterboard themselves for enjoyment while lip-syncing to Kitschy Girl, written by Markaholic. Make me lose my shit. Make me sue, World of Wonder. Then they were asked to create a memoir for their final challenge. They had to come up with the title, do a photo shoot for their book cover, and share some vulnerable stories about themselves on a podcast. Q really struggled to show who she is to the judges, and Plain didn't open up enough in her interview, and her hair was flat. So Rue made those two bitches lip sync to Tina Turner and actually sent Q home. This is the first time it's been a top three on purpose since season 8.
I love a flash of Tina.
Me too.
Just a touch of Tina.
I love Crystal.
Little dose.
This week is the long-awaited Lip Sync Lollapalooza SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Reunited? It's called Reunited?
No. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Because they ain't reuniting, really.
No, our oversight committee really put in the work on this.
They put Plain Jane and Amanda Torrey in the same room, and there were no sparks. There was really no, like, anything.
I tried to look for Untucked, but there was no Untucked this episode either. So you're saying those girls didn't say anything other than, ooh, the TV's back on. Ooh, they're not going to tell us who lost.
So there's no reunion this year.
No.
Is what I'm seeing.
No reunion.
You think they do... What is this next episode going to be?
This next episode is going to be the finale where they talk to the girls, like the reunion.
Do they talk to all the girls?
Probably. They're going to come out in an outfit, do a little whoop-de-doo, ask three girls two questions, ask another three girls two questions, and then Rue's going to say, you know, I thought you could go all the way, and then go back there. The other three are going to dance now.
Manila? In a wedge? And it'll probably be those pre-written songs, right? Like, they'll get custom songs.
I don't know. One could hope.
Nymphia will get a song about bananas.
Mm-hmm. Saphira will get a song about being the blue bitch.
She'll sing opera. Or no, the singer on the track will be operatic. I don't think they'll be actually singing anything. Mm,
what do you think Plain Jane can do? Because we haven't really...
She'll be like, I'm a bitch.
B-I-T-C-E-H.
I tell it like it is. B-I-T-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Saphira, Plain Jane, and Nymphia are all walking into the workroom, and then they're followed by all the leaving queens. Can we talk about Miss Saphira's resort wear? Because I have never seen someone so calm, cool, and collected walk in, just stroll, mama.
What was she wearing?
A powdery slate blue twin set. Little
love a twin set.
Jacket and pant.
Saphira. She's coming for best dressed.
Girl.
On the runway, in the workroom.
She looks like a writer from the 1940s.
Sure.
I love it.
All the other girls pile in. Uh-huh. Plasma's very enthusiastic to be there. Yes. Mama, we are going to be lip syncing tonight. Yes.
Maya does her Kermit the Frog share voice.
She's still got it. I'm glad she didn't
lose it. I'm doing great. She's really wonderful.
Is RuPaul walks in looking great. Mm-hmm. Is RuPaul doing all black and white suits and I just haven't noticed?
No, she's done a flash of color or two this season. But that last black and white suit, the one with the white shoe, that one was my favorite.
Yeah, last week was black and white.
Yeah. So she announces that this week the girls will be doing the lip sync Lollapalooza SmackDown presented by Bubbly Water. Because I guess House
of... put some more vodka in that fucking bubbly water for those guys. I hope they were giving the girls drinks.
Me too.
I saw a lot of clear glasses with clear liquid, which doesn't bode well.
One of the girls came into the workroom after the lip sync with her clear glass of liquid already.
Maybe they make the liquor drink off screen.
What about the cider drink and a whiskey drink?
You drink a cider drink, you drink a lager drink.
You drink a House of Love drink. Then you never drink.
You get knocked down.
The winner walks away with the queen of She Done Already Had Hers Is and a cash prize of $50,000.
Oh, these girls are ready, honey.
RuPaul says, you got 2 hours. Put on something.
Put on fierce drag. You have 2 hours on the clock.
That.
Girl. Hmm. 2 hours. I mean.
But wait.
How long did it take you to get ready this morning? I mean, you need more than 2 hours.
Oh.
As Rebecca Glasscock says, you never rush a queen. Never rush a queen.
Well, look what happened to her.
That is so
RuPaul, are we expected to believe that she got in drag in 2 hours? Because 2 hours later, these girls are on stage.
And RuPaul's in drag. Oh, no, that was a 4-hour break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, like, they don't make the girls get in drag in 2 hours. They always say you have an hour and a half, and then 2 hours 15 later. Because they would always try to rush us, but like, you can't rush. If all the girls are behind, what are you going to do? Go out without your face done?
How did they get RuPaul in drag that fast? Was this a different day? Did they shoot this segment as like a cutaway at the end of a day or something? Like, I'm confused.
I'm not sure.
Well, if they did confessionals, they could have done the Lollapalooza on one day and then gone back and done this.
Let me ask.
Yeah. Because...
Or maybe they... I mean, how long do you think the Lollapalooza happened
Siri,
for?
Text RuPaul.
They don't get two times to perform.
No. The Lollapalooza was a cute half day. Like, it was quick. It was, what, 6 songs? And it's boom, ba ginga ga, goo, ga, ga, go. Like, RuPaul is not sitting there for...
Hey, when RuPaul gave you 2 hours to get into drag before Lollapalooza, she wasn't in drag. So are we expected to believe that she got in drag in 2 hours and so did all you baboons? Question mark. RuPaul.
I'm curious to know. Because RuPaul was having a good time. So she must have not been in drag that long that day.
Oh, no. Everything you just said, voice noted. When RuPaul gave you 2 hours.
Good. Send it. Siri, send. Okay. Send to all contacts. You'll need to unlock your iPhone. No! I don't use her! Stop. I don't like that. I don't even have that set up on my phone. Like, I don't even use that.
What? Siri?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She listens to you.
Mm-hmm. Stop it, AI.
Ask her to beatbox.
Hey, Siri. Will you beatbox?
Here's one I've been practicing. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. I could do this all day. Cats.
Please
and boots
don't.
And cats and boots and cats.
Thank you,
and
Siri.
And cats and boots and
thank
cats
you, Siri.
And boots and cats.
Period. 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 Period.
It literally sounds
that
like
that. That is the
hello,
equivalent.
Kitty, kitty, kitty,
the robotic
kitty, kitty,
equivalent.
Kitty, kitty, kitty. That's terrible. Sounds like a Drag Race single. The girls are talking about what they're going to do. Well, I'm going to leave it on the floor. Well, I'm going to learn my words. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Mirage was like, you got sent home and you knew the words.
Wow. Hershey says specifically that she was not that girl on that day.
Well, I mean, the sort of mint teal pants were not giving that girl.
You didn't like those light mint slacks?
Didn't she add the pockets?
Girl. She added the pocket lining, I think.
She added the pocket lining.
The
pockets were lined.
The pockets were lined.
I saw the pockets and they were lined.
They should have been lined with the words. Mirage says she has a lot to prove because she flubbed her Dark Lady lip sync. And we have some intel. Okay.
The girls are just getting ready, you know, kikita-ka-ka-ka.
Okay, absolutely the fuck not. They had way more than 2 hours.
Oh, so RuPaul got in drag that day.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she did find it, I guess, pertinent to lie to the audience.
Well, she doesn't want to give a false expectation to future Ru girls. She doesn't want to be like, you have 6 hours to get in drag, because then they'll all be like, oh, Drag Race is easy.
Uh-huh.
It's not.
It's not.
Sometimes it's 3 hours, sometimes it's two, sometimes it's faster.
Plain Jane seems to think that Maya and Morphine will do really well because they're the lip sync assassins, but Morphine wants to win because she hasn't won anything this season. No minis, no mains.
That's so wild to me.
And then Maya is here saying, admitting, she's like, oh, I gave 65% of my ability during my lip sync with Morphine. I only went home because I let Morphine win. Oh, okay. We literally filmed Lala the next day. That whole scene where we were painting for the stage was fake. All fake. Don't believe anything you see on television. Not even all this beauty.
I love TV magic. That's fierce.
Okay. TV magic, TV tragic.
So they just had to get everyone saying, ooh, kikita-ka-ka-ka, what do you think you're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
oh,
I love
did
that.
You really think? You think? Oh, you
oh,
did?
Oh, you swear.
Oh, okay, you peed.
Oh, you swear.
I'm a poop. Yeah, they, it's
Who's
fake. Maya also confronts Megami saying, a little birdie told me that you should have won the lip sync against me. And Megami is very succinct. Because I remember talking about how, like, in her exit in Untucked, she was like, I think I should have won. But she's kind of right because she said, well, all I saw was a pile of jewelry and shoes. And I was like, okay, maybe you're going to go home, bitch. Megami is very keeping it real. And I like everything that she's done this season, especially after the season. She did a really funny mix at Precinct of all these Drag Race quotes. And one of the quotes happened to play on a girl's trauma, which was funny in the moment, but then you think of it and you're like, you know what, that's kind of shitty. And the girl felt a way about it, and she told Megami, and Megami's like, you know what, I'm gonna take that out of the mix.
Give me names.
Roxy. There was a bus stop line, and everybody in the club laughed, but like, if the person who it's about isn't laughing, you know, and it is a decade ago. There are funnier jokes. And Megami was like, I recognize that. I take it out, blah, blah, blah. She's Megami's a good girl.
Yeah.
Really like her. New York sister.
Well, let's see. Let's see from one New York girl to another. Mm-hmm. Why don't we take a break and we'll be right back.
Native New Yorker.
I'm a native New Yorker.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And oh, the food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. The main stage
has had a huge facelift. Is that supposed to mean something, Dipper?
I guess it went to Ruse Guy.
You're the one.
Did you get some work?
No.
Have you seen pictures of Gladys Knight?
Oh, she got pulled tighter than a trampoline, baby.
No, let me see. I love
Oh, she got snatched.
Culture.
All of her nasolabial lines are gone now. She's...
It's muffled. A muffled tongue pop emerged from the knitted face.
Yeah, she got snatcheteriad.
Oh, girl, she looks great.
She does.
Yeah, I love facelifts.
I can't wait until we're old enough to get them. We should do them ourselves for Mom Plus bonus content.
Oh, I know. I'm going to a professional. She doesn't even look that different.
Excuse me?
She went from, like, grandma to Tamron Hall.
She looks amazing, bitch.
She really does. This is what we all need to get. When the time comes, Dipper, you let me know when I need that, okay? You say, oh, okay, never mind. RuPaul.
I've learned to stop commenting on appearances.
She looked like Anika Noni Rose. Damn, she looks young. She looks like a 50-year-old, 17-year-old. Anika don't want her age out there.
RuPaul comes out in the shortest little gold dress I've ever seen.
Ooh.
I can see Mother's hootenanny. It
looks like she went to the party store and got like the crepe paper table runners in the
99-cent store. They closed, so she went and just on the last day, probably, she grabbed the gold tablecloth.
I think she picked up Laganja on the way. And they went together.
And they cried.
They cried. Yeah. Cried. Convalesced. This outfit, I love the hair. And the face is beautiful. I actually took pictures of her eyebrows to try to do my eyebrows like that today. Did it work? I don't like this shoe with this. It should have been something different.
I love that she's doing legs.
Me too. I don't mind a leg.
I don't know why she's doing legs. On a day like this, I would be like, fuck six pairs of hose. Fuck six pairs of tights. Put me in a long dress.
There's actually seven pairs of hose. There's 14 girls this season. See what I did there? That's a homonym.
Seven pairs of hose stand before me.
I would definitely wear this dress. I would take that one titty off, though, and do like a little Kim thing with a little pasty.
Sure.
Like a smiley face on the nipple or something. Or like a Naomi or Aquaria pin like upside down on my nipple.
This is not the main stage. This is, I want to call this the fake stage. This is like the new like LED, just like maxi stage. It's so sickening.
It gives like ballroom feels, like like performance stage, not runway. But they got their backdrops. It's good.
It looks so good.
I mean, we also have lighting capabilities here for the stars of today and tomorrow.
Stars, statements, and legends.
Do you think this is the stage she performed in the gold cowboy outfit?
Sure.
I think this is the stage that she attempted to perform in the gold cowboy outfit, yeah.
And where they did Power? That was a diamond shaped
stage.
Oh,
yes.
Power.
Yes.
The funk
when
song
they did
about
that
voting?
Big funk song.
Oh, yeah. See, I only remember songs called Powers that made it to the charts.
Who got the power?
Push drop.
The power. Welcome, Plain Jane, to the stage. I want to roll back the tapes.
On who did
it how
first?
Did we discover this at the same time? Because she must have discovered them first because she filmed this like a year ago, but I discovered these this year.
Yeah.
So.
I was also wondering about this because Aria, one of my favorite designers, did a collection of all googly eyes on the runway recently. But Plain Jane's corset and I can't.
Who do you look like?
You're so stupid.
Who do you look like?
Give kisses.
Oh my god, you look insane.
You know what? A very spooky girl once told me, when in doubt, freak them out.
Well, you're succeeding.
Everyone knows I can do beauty.
You must be in doubt right now because you're freaking out on me. Wait, have you seen this clip?
Mm-mm.
But I'm going to play it for you.
Abraham Levy made Plain Jane's corset and look, and I really like it. I think it's great. He makes wonderful corsets with like daisies hanging off of them and all different metallics.
I am ugly when I fuck.
You must be fucking right now.
I am ugly when I fuck.
You must be fucking right now.
Coco is so quick. You must be fucking right now.
Jesus Christ. Untucked season 5 is...
Y'all
hated each other. It deserves its own series.
It honestly deserves a revisit. Didn't we do Untucked season 5 scenes from... I feel like
we did, but it's like such a treasure trove of just like unhingeable behavior.
It really is. Back rolls.
Get her, Jade.
Read a book. The girl calling all y'all dumb. who can't deliver a wig in time.
Okay. Michelle Visage looks amazing. Before we even get into this, I have to. She just looks so good.
When the top three came out, RuPaul said, I see seduction's back.
Seduction.
Seduction could never.
They look nothing like seduction in any way. I mean,
T.S. Madison is there looking lovely.
Also in gold, looking gorgeous.
Bruno is enjoying himself on the panel a lot. And that was my favorite part, is watching Bruno enjoy himself.
Yes, mm-hmm. He looks great. Ooh. We love watching him spin that little thing.
You know what would be even better? Shoes. Because Bryce has to come out with a briefcase and no shoes. If there's any setting that you have a briefcase, the Deal or No Deal girls, they got shoes. And look at Meghan Markle. She became the queen. So, like, that's what could happen with the right pair of shoes.
So you're saying Bryce is going to be king of England?
No, I'm saying Bryce needs some fucking shoes and give Bruno some shoes too. If everyone in the room has shoes on and then you don't and you're being looked at by everybody and cameras, why not?
Well, they also don't have pants or shirts on. So like their thing is to be like,
you know what the trashiest thing at the club is? a stripper with no shoes. The trashiest thing.
Well, yeah. No. What about just socks? Isn't that sick?
That's worse.
That's worse.
That's disgusting.
That's worse.
Unless they're planning on selling the socks to customer John. Because that's fine.
If I can't sell it, I'm going to remain standing upon it. I see no purpose in giving it away.
The list lip sync Lollapalooza SmackDown is...
this rubric. This is a rubric. This
girl, it looks like how to order a burger at the counter. You're like, boop, 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 boop.
It's a flow chart.
It really is. So what happens is there's four pairs of girls who compete. And then the third set of girls. Four pairs of hoes. Sheer to waste. And then the three last girls, they go all together. And then the one who wins that goes to the semifinals. And then.
Sure.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
I trust the process. I don't get it. I love that they show us this. I can't follow it. It's a rubric. Bruno and the Hopper.
Mm-hmm. Now, out of all of these songs, we got Alone by Kim and Nicki, Damaged, Milkshake, Million Dollar Baby, Ava Max.
Queen Ava.
I feel like there's a Whitney in there too, somewhere.
I'm your baby tonight. I'm your baby tonight.
Oh. There are lots of good songs. Which song would you have picked? Would you have wanted to pick your partner or your song?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I would want to... Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. No, neither. Is there an either choice?
Yeah, you'd be top three, so you wouldn't have to.
I would... Hmm. What? I don't know.
The Shoop Shoop song?
That's my least favorite Cher song.
Oh, I would. That's the one I want to do one day because I want to do It's in His Fist and fist somebody to it.
That's where it is.
Oh, yeah. It's in His Fist.
I would like Million Dollar Baby. I love that song.
No, I want Million Dollar Bill.
Oh.
Because you know what? That song truly, it makes you go left, right, up, down.
It's a good drag song. Just
run around. Say it. Oh. It's really good. It's like one of my favorite Whitney's. But also there is We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's. And then What About by Janet Jackson.
Damaged is a good drag song.
Ooh, it is. And there's a ballad of it, Slowed Down, that the girl Shannon did. It's so good.
Shannon,
who also was...
Amber. Shannon.
Aubrey. Dawn.
Agnes.
Woods. No.
One named divas.
No. Aubrey Adet is not a one named diva. They all have
Agnes.
Agnes is a one named diva. But she wasn't in Danity Kane.
Amber.
She just retired. 25 years.
Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Maya.
Oh, Shannon. Yeah. Let the meowing play.
Did you say Shannon did that song?
Shannon from Danity Kane.
Oh, okay.
Because Shannon... My story producer from Drag Race also worked on Danity making the band.
I can't look at you.
Can you not take all these facts coming from my business casual?
So crazy. Okay. Dawn is selected first from Bruno's giant cock.
Now, Dawn decided to choose Amanda for a specific reason. She said this online.
Because she knew she would choose the song that she wanted.
She knew that she wanted to have a good old time, and I screen capped it. Dawn said, where is it? Where did I do it?
She said on the show, because I think there's only one person who's going to choose the song I want.
Mm-hmm.
But she also said something about, like, another girl.
But it seems like what she really wanted to do was guarantee Amanda would go to the next round.
Yeah, basically.
Oh.
By sort of just giving 65% like my
of her talent.
Where is it?
Well, Dawn succeeded in that. I felt like she was having a good, nice time.
Yeah.
This was like the last number of the show plays and you all are on stage and you're just like saying goodbye. Like
it was very that. There wasn't, once you get on the floor for the third time and then get back up, it's like, what are you doing, girl? Did you lose the contact? She gets on the floor three different times. She should have been looking for cracks in the stage. Go, damage, like an inspector or something. Or looking at the other girls' faces, damage. Looking at Michelle, damaged. Like, that's what I would have gone with. But Dawn gives a clean, if safe, performance. Amanda eats. And in the middle of it, they make sure to throw in Plain Jane insulting the girl.
Yeah.
She's Amanda, like, I can't take my eyes off Amanda, even though I would really like to, because I hate the way she looks. Like, Plain.
She's just leaning into it.
I think Plain should realize, though, that people will appreciate her cunt when it's funny. And that wasn't even funny. It's
no,
just
it's
mean.
Just
like,
cunt.
This girl's coming back. Let her live.
And Amanda looks amazing here.
Yeah.
I love her hair choice. I love her outfit. It's great for this.
Mm-hmm.
The shoe, I
danceable.
Yeah.
I would have loved a thigh-high shoe. But when she does the boom to boom with the leg from 9 to 3, baby. It was good. I liked it.
Working 9 to 3.
What a way. She didn't take lunch.
Amanda wins thanks to Dawn.
Yeah.
Dawn wanted to lose. She did it on purpose.
And Dawn is sent back to the workroom. And Plain Jane gets ready to hug whoever comes through the workroom. And then she says, if Amanda came through, she wouldn't hug her.
Like, she's so bothered.
Bothered. Bruno's next ball. Mm. Oh.
I do understand Dawn's approach to this, because she's probably like, I'm not going to win this, so I might as well just get out and watch the show and have a drink. I get that.
I mean, some of these girls had to come to Drag Race thinking that they weren't going to win. They're not dum-dums.
Okay.
So the acceptance part of this is integral, I think.
Yeah. She was like, I'm not the lip sync ass.
No.
Also, she made it really far. Like, she doesn't have as much to prove. She's already had tons of screen time.
If you're not in the first half, you're in the second half.
That's what they said.
As the girls said. The girls were like, oh, you were an early out. And she's like, no. If you're not in the first half, you're in the second half. If you're top 7 versus bottom 7.
Okay.
They were trying to say she left.
Megami was like, oh, she left early. And Megami was like, you know, 4 episodes. Now, round 2 is Q. Bruno pulls out Q's ball, and Q says, oh, yay. And Q chooses Megami.
What does Q wear?
Q is wearing something that has obvious reveals. And it's
does
kind
it?
Of... Yes, the titties. There are so many obvious reveals. And Q is being thwarted by Megami because Megami knows that Maya says Megami is the weakest lip syncer here. So if I was Q, I would have chosen Megami too. But Megami says Q underestimates how good of a performer she is. And Megami chooses a Janet Jackson dramatic song, What About, knowing that Q can't use her reveal during a song about domestic violence. So Megami is a smart girl. She also performs this to House Down while Q gives an advanced pearl.
She did. She did the television live.
Yeah, it's advanced pearl. It's pearl 0.0.
Okay.
It's very pearl 0.0. Megami is all over doing everything. She talked and...
Megami owned this.
You don't have to go, she didn't fuck her. She didn't give you head. Like, every time how Q's doing it, I think Megami is performing it, and Q is flailing.
Well, Q doesn't have a feminine grace to her movements, generally.
Yeah, that's what I call her he.
She can walk, and she can wear clothes, and she can look amazing. But when it comes to, like, dancerly movements, it's not really graceful
it's not
or
natural.
Feminine.
Uh-uh. No. She's a wonderful look queen, though.
Wonderful look queen. And she's given us some amazing looks throughout the season. So I'm not discounting her as a queen by any means. I think she's amazing. But Megami, I mean, this was her moment.
You saw the titty reveal that Q did afterwards. And those titties look like Whitney's old titties. You could drive a Mack truck through them. They're like separated. These titty bibs this season have been sus, honey. Sus.
there's a lot more on the market.
Like, what is that? What is that pasty? Like, that was what you wanted to do on your final Drag Race?
Yeah.
I don't see it. It looks like the mother of one of the Small World kids started to prostitute. Look at it. Look at it.
Oh,
we need a compilation of all the things I've said about Q's outfits this season. See, she has a drink in her hand when she comes in already.
Yes.
Thank God, because I would need a drink too after watching that performance.
Well, Megami did great, and I think Megami succeeds in this episode because I feel like she has a sort of underestimation from the other girls. Like, they're like, she's not gonna... And that's a great way to come into something like this because people aren't suspecting you to fucking...
She kind of almost won a challenge. I mean, Nymphia won the girl group challenge, right? And her verse was written by Megami.
Tiana.
So.
St. James.
Tiana O'Day, our choreographer.
Tiana O'Day. Shannon. Amber.
Christine Kelly. W.
No, only one name.
Oh.
Only one name. Amber.
Cher.
Well, she has, of course, Cher.
Modana. Round three.
Cher Allman is dropping her last name altogether.
Oh. Bruno is told to shake it up by RuPaul.
Yes.
Ooh, bitch, Bruno. The next
one. My
ball
God. We do talk about Bruno.
We do.
On this podcast.
Yes, we do. I mean, I knew him before RuPaul knew him. He was in my
you
music video first.
You discovered him. Mm. I know.
On the corner of Selma and Las Palmas. I remember the day.
Like Lana Turner, you discovered him at the Rexall drugstore.
Oh, I was turning. Oh. Had to stretch it out a little bit. I wanted my words to come out clearly.
Isn't he in grad school for something? Like engineering?
I don't know.
No.
You think I talk about higher education with these boys? It's like looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Bruno's next ball is morphine.
Yes, and she chooses her Latina sister, Geneva Carr, who's in a different shoe.
Yeah,
she's not wearing her good boot.
Good.
Yeah, Geneva picks Million Dollar Baby by Ava Max, saying, it's a very dancing song, and I want me and morphine to go off.
This is one of those moments that I think is written in the stars, because... Morphine starts as blonde, mm-hmm. and this is kind of obvious tearaway hair. I was hoping it was tearaway hair.
Oh, I didn't
hair.
Know. I didn't clock until it started to move back a little bit.
Oh, I was hoping it was tearaway hair, because I was like, Mama, you need something you can...
She was very neck straight, even on the this. Like, she wasn't whipping.
But she goes from blonde to red, which Ava Max goes from blonde, and on this album, she has red hair.
Oh.
It's poetry. That's magic.
Wow.
Privilege.
Geneva Carr tears away, and she's the circus mistress.
And then they cut to Dawn in the workroom going, no, that's too early. That's too early. Could you take that off?
Who is she, us?
Morphine is taking notes on Geneva's performance during her first chorus and verse. And she's like, oh, okay, I'm watching. And then she's like, I'm going to do the same thing in the next part. But while I'm checking my nails, just boop, boop, And RuPaul loves it. She's like, this girl is mocking this other girl right on the same stage,
two feet
from
her. She's commenting, yeah. She's kind of, I can do this too. And then that arm is just unhinged,
girl.
Just fucking windmilling about.
DWP should talk to her about a buyback program for all the energy she's creating with that arm. She is windmilling and whipping. That's sustainable energy right there. And then Morphine is on the floor. She's saying, she's giving sweet kisses to the judges and telling everybody, oh, wait, I forgot something on the last one. Damn it. I forgot about Megami and who other girl? Dawn. Megami and Dawn?
No, Megami and
another
girl. We just watched
one girl.
It.
What's her name?
Q.
Megami and Q. Oh, I was furious. Because in that Janet song, it says, we walked along the beach in a moonlit night. Nobody was walking. They were standing still, and nobody showed us where the moon was. They didn't even do a boop, 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 boop.
The words
there
are right
was no
there.
Walking. There was no moon. The one girl could have pointed to Megami's fat ass and been like, the moon. Like, none of it. None of where.
When we open our drag school, these will be the moves.
These will be the moves. That, yes. These are important things.
They are.
Sorry to go back.
Morphine wins. Thank God she takes that blonde hair off. She looks so good with this long red human.
So good. So good.
So good.
Geneva's outfit feels like it could use a little more fringe in the back.
Okay.
Party in the front, absent in the back.
Well, she gave a good showing. She didn't want to cover up that ass.
I get it. Morphine says it feels correct, which is... That's been quoted by everybody now. I feel like Lux, me, and it comes from Mariah, Paris, Balenciaga, oh, Mama.
I'm feeling entertained.
The judging was interesting.
Bruno's next ball is Mirage.
Yes. And Mirage chooses Hershey because she knew that if she chose Plasma, she would have picked a dumbass choice for the song.
Okay.
Plasma would have picked Shoop Shoop.
Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get them peepers, please, RuPaul? Mirage wanted a fun song, so she chose Hershey LaCour, who chooses Alone 2.0 by Kim Petras and Nicki Minaj.
Mirage says she's nervous about the Nicki rap, but my favorite part of this was Hershey casually Sunday strolling in front of Mirage while she was doing a back bend. She said, and... Hershey has a quick sense of humor that's just like very subtle and casual, but it works for her. And Amanda says, I would have walked in front of that bitch if she was doing all that too. What is this move? Is that the
half-hearted
drop?
Twerk?
Is that Sminty Drop?
The half-hearted twerk.
I feel like it's very Sminty Drop. Oh, it's Tina Belcher.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Funny.
Okay. Funny.
The half-hearted Tina twerk.
I thought it was twisty, but okay.
Hershey looks great, I have to say. I love this all leather. I love the sculpted shoulder.
This hair has given her some problems. At the end, the last piece gives mustache in the final frame.
Well.
This is what happens when you have a wig with a permanent part.
Sure.
Mirage gets to scooching.
She does. She's got a lot of these Mackie clothes, hasn't she?
Scooching, splitting. She is a whirling dervish. I love her.
She dropped in that split so fast. Uh-huh. It was like, do you even have tendons in your legs?
I don't know.
She said, look at this ass, everyone.
Plain Jane is transfixed. And Mirage lands these words. She gets it.
I think they both had a vague knowledge of the words, enough to pull an edit together. Hmm. I don't know that Mirage was 100% off book, but it's a lot of words.
Seemed like she knew.
Okay. They both knew enough.
New enough.
Mirage wins the lip sync.
Yeah, and Hershey says, it's still chocolate. What does that mean?
Let's take a quick break, yeah. And we'll be right back.
If you need to do it with one hand, it would be like this. To, like, break it with in between two fingers. There are three girls left now for round five. Maya, Dawn, and Tsunami. And RuPaul states that all three will lip sync together, but only one can win. And whoever Bruno draws their ball gets to choose the song. And Bruno pulls Maya. And Maya chooses Milkshake by Khalees because they already had it cleared from when Candy refused to do it from when they tried to rig it for Jimbo last season on Canada versus the Squirrels. Remember?
All Stars 8.
Instead of doing Sylvester, they tried to change the song.
And did the girls refuse?
Candy said, call Mandy and call my mother. And then walked. And then they said, oh, no, that was somebody's mistake who uploaded the songs to the iPods. And no, it wasn't. We weren't trying to do that. We weren't trying to. And they were trying to. They were trying to, and they got what they wanted.
Call Mandy Jimbo and call won. My mother.
And you know what Candy won? Three different TV shows just in 2024 already. So Candy succeeding. Even when...
Well, yes.
Go Candy.
Feels correct, to quote Willem.
It does feel correct. There are some things that are wrong in this lip sync, though. Better out than in, I always say about loads.
I know what you're going to say.
What, when Plasma goes from Gidget to Grandma in 1.4 seconds?
Why?
Why did she take this gorgeous hair off to reveal a pink Barbara Bush Candyland wig? This wig was terrible. I was so proud of her. She was on the floor. She was being a whore.
She was doing great.
She was doing great. She was giving it. I thought she may have given these girls a run for their money, but then she took off that beautiful wig. And I said, oh,
why
my God.
Do
this? Oh, my. And she didn't even give it up. See, this is what happens when girls are like, I want to be Linda Evangelista. And then they look like Angela Lansbury. This Plasma, what were you thinking? Did you need platelets?
A reveal in general works if the thing that you are revealing to is good. Like, it looks great. If it looks even better is better.
But if it looks worse?
It's just not worth doing it because the impact of the reveal is so worn out in general because everyone does reveal.
It's not an impact because look at that wig and that face. It's a himpact. That is a boy right there. Why did she put that wig on? You were Gidget. You were so cute.
She
looked young.
So good
and
before.
Now you look like you're eligible for Social Security in a year, you dumb bitch. Why did you do that? We were rooting for you, Plasma. Rooting for you. You were doing so good. And you took off that pretty hair. She did a little duck walk. I liked it. Pretty girl. Nice girl. We're sisters now. New York girl. New York sister. And then Maya's like, can I put my feet up here? Oh, wait. I just will. Maya is doing everything. I love it.
She's definitely doing the most. And the edit doesn't show us Tsunami even once. I mean, Tsunami is...
Tsunami, I think, was checking to see if anybody was tipping. She made a couple perimeter laps. She said, oh, I didn't know you were going to be here. Hey. Hey, baby.
How are the kids? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Did I tell you about the drink special?
Oh, my God. So good to see you.
Calorgerol, come over here. Give them some jello shots. This outfit. What is this Little Lord Fauntleroy? Fashion?
I'm not sure.
It's giving Pied Piper meets colonizer. I don't know what this outfit is. It's like if Christopher Columbus had a really gay assistant.
Is it a reference to Candy Muse? But didn't Candy wear so like a large hair like this and a mint green something? Was it, or am I just?
I don't know. It looks like, I don't know. I like Tsunami too much to talk about it. But I'm just perplexed as why that is the finale look for her.
It's perplexing.
I thought that was going to be a reveal for sure.
Did you think for a second that Maya wasn't going to win? I felt like it was close. I feel like Plasma was close.
Plasma was fine. She did an okay job, but Maya was upside down on her head and entertaining people.
Yeah.
And then Plasma took that hair off, and I was certain she wasn't going to win. In fact, if RuPaul had a gun, which RuPaul talks about in her book about the power of shooting a gun, because RuPaul likes that power. Well, more on that on Hot Goss later. The minute Plasma took that hair off, I would have opened a trapdoor if I could have.
Like an X Factor.
Bye, girl. That's what they should do. Or have something at the base of her spine that, like... And then Bruno drags her out by the foot out of frame. I can't.
So you want the pit crew to wear shoes, but you want the girls to have electronic implants implanted in them when they go to the compound.
Is that too much?
Is it too much to ask?
Is that bad?
The next round is round two.
Tsunami said the girls were giving model.
No, she is giving model
while the others are giving Raggedy Ann on steroids. Ooh. Who do you think she was talking about? Who? You think she was talking about Maya or Plasma? Because Plasma gave Raggedy Man after she took that wig off.
Tsunami said she had a choice. She had to choose between looking good or moving, and she chose looking good. And I respect this.
I respect it too, but that is not a choice that anyone gave her except herself, because I guess her corset was so tight she couldn't move in it. But like, she doesn't need a corset anyway. She's like a waif.
Yeah.
She's fashion. I don't know. It felt like a bit of a cop-out.
Yeah.
But we get to watch Bruno play with his balls again.
We do. I also want to just give a shout-out to these back LED screens. They look so cool. Each song is different. Mm-hmm. It just gives each lip sync a new kind of vibe and feeling.
I like the astronaut floating by. Did you see that one?
During Alone. During
Alone, yeah, there was an astronaut.
That's kind of fierce.
Very MTV.
Very MTV. Magag me.
Uh-huh. She chooses the Shoop Shoop song by Cher. And this had me laughing out loud.
Yeah.
When she was, the kiss that Cher was referring to was actually analingus.
Oh.
She was, and then she spit on it. When she spit on it, I died. And Amanda was, that's the part with Bruno that I like.
It's just Bruno going.
Uh-huh.
Love that.
Oh, but Megami was giving it. And they said she was given Cher mouth, but I didn't see Cher mouth. I just saw fun. I just thought it was a good lip sync.
Yeah, Megami has a lot of comedic elements, whereas Amanda takes this more straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they put lipstick kisses on the back screens.
Yeah,
get it?
It's in his
fist. Sonny,
put down that peanut butter.
Your stepdad, Greg Allman's coming over, and you know that he's going to be high.
Elijah Blue. Meet your friend, Safira. She does blue, too.
Chaz, I know you want to transition, but I just don't want you getting all of these surgeries.
Safira asks who they think won, and Plain Jane responds, the Eeyore of drag, a.k.a. Megami. I'm pretty sure we called someone else the Eeyore of drag a couple seasons ago. Oh, Kennedy Davenport.
Well, I guess I gotta put on my pads again.
She said, hi, Miss Willem. Yeah. I think that Eeyore is a strong word.
But Megami takes it.
Yeah.
Amanda does a great showing, but it's Megami's number.
Yeah. And then we get to round two, match two. And by default, Mirage and Morphine have to lip sync against each other.
Yeah.
And Bruno picks Morphine's ball, and she chooses This Time I Know It's For Real by Donna Summer, because she's talking about that ass. It's for real, baby.
Well, with the intervention of medical professionals, yeah, yes, it is real.
It's real. It's in there. Yeah. Like when people say, oh, is that your real hair? I'm like, yeah, it's mine, and it's real hair.
Yeah.
So it's my real hair.
Absolutely.
Morphine says Mirage is the middle boss in a video game.
Damn.
When she's at like 70% life and doesn't want to fuck it up.
Not mid-boss.
Mid-boss. Not girl boss.
No.
Morphine wins. Mirage is sent back to the workroom. She's going back to the workroom.
Think about her life.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
This part where Morphine does the double hair. I was living. Oh, and she's painted too. She came out. She touched up in between Morphine. She looks good.
Yeah, she looks great. Just a kiss of blush there.
Oh, she hits that contour too hard.
A kiss of what is that color? Terracotta?
Mm-hmm.
Terracotta contour.
Uh-huh. The good Ben Nye. Oh my God, Ben Nye's in bankruptcy.
Look what we've done.
Look what we did. All this, honey.
No, not Ben Nye.
Yeah.
So are they not going to make products anymore?
I'm not sure. You'll have to hit up those girls at Bomo Beauty.
Well, they make a good product.
They do. This brings us to round three, the semifinals. RuPaul says that for this match, RuPaul will have Bruno choose a ball, and the queen chosen will get to choose the opponent, while the queen who was not chosen will go straight to the final.
Good.
This math, girl.
Well, it's a loophole, and you have to choose carefully, because if you have to choose, do I want to lip sync against this person in a little bit, or do I want to lip sync against them right now? That's mm-hmm. the choice. So who chooses what? Megami gets to choose.
Yeah, and Megami chooses Maya because she wants a rematch, she said.
But Safira's in the back talking about, I would choose Morphine. She's tired.
Because she just lip synced. So that would have been smart. because now Morphine gets to have a rest and go straight to the next round. So even if you win, you're going to have to lip sync against her eventually.
Yeah, but even if so, Morphine could have just said, I need to use the restroom. And that would have taken 20 minutes to get out of that.
I need to put on more of this contour.
That's what it was, you know. I'm just going to stop by the mirror on the way back from the restroom. fucking war paint. That's what it
she
is.
She looks fucking sickening.
Sickening, no? Morphine goes to the final, and the only remaining song is We Got the Beat. Megami, this is good commentary. This is the same thing that Morphine did on Geneva with the arm thing. Morphine predicted what the arm thing was and then was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then Megami on this knows when Maya is going to hit the split, and she goes... And it pleases RuPaul so much to watch these girls dog each other out. RuPaul gets the most pleasure ever when she's watching one girl dog out another bitch. That nothing makes RuPaul laugh more.
Do we believe that air guitar is a cursed phenomenon in a lip sync?
No, because Megami won after doing the air guitar. So cursed where? I was fired from a movie called Cursed with Wes Craven. He fired me right to my pretty face.
Why were you fired? You're getting too close to Jacqueline Smith.
No. I was fired, I think. I wasn't told why, but they wanted something a little rougher around the edges, and I looked too clean and pretty girl hooker. They wanted...
You should have said, give me a few hours.
That's what they wanted. They wanted that gut bucket look, and I was not willing to do that, and so they asked me to leave. Me and Candace Cash. Remember Candace Cash?
Oh.
Girl who always had cum in her wig? Always. There's always cum in her wig.
I see the family resemblance.
Well, yes. this lip sync is cute. The girls are surprised in the back that Megami is doing so well. But Megami is one of those New York girls that knows how to be funny and knows how to hold a room from the tits up. She's not necessarily getting on the floor, like Tsunami said.
This is a rough song to have two lip-syncing drag queens do,
yeah.
I feel like.
I was watching it with Kane, and Kane was like, I feel like that song could have ended a chorus ago. Because it's just, we got the beat. We know you got the beat, bitch.
It's a cute song. I mean, it's a head-bopping song. It's cute. But is it like, I want to see two fucking amazing drag queens tear down to it? I'm like, it's a little bit of a...
Unless they were hitting each other, we got the beat.
Oh, my God. You want them to have implants implanted in their head. You want them to beat the shit out of each other. And you want Bruno to wear shoes. I got it.
Yeah, Bryce, I don't care if he gets tetanus. But Bruno... He deserves shoes. Bryce is straight. That's not, they do their own thing. The girls are surprised by Megami. I hope Megami gets tons of bookings after this.
Yeah, me too.
Now, this New York versus Miami with Megami versus Morphine.
We're going to get into that right after this break. Right after these messages.
Ooh, that yeah. Ooh, that yeah.
Everybody dance now. Everybody dance.
Do you feel
now.
The music?
Is that Martha Wash's voice?
It is Martha Wash.
Go off.
Little Drag Race factoid. The same people that ripped off Martha Wash for this are the people that ripped off Michelle Visage.
Oh, really?
Yep. Their name is Robert Savilles, and they're a terrible person. And,
I don't like that.
He produced the song that was on the Bodyguard soundtrack, which is the best-selling soundtrack of all times.
Mm-hmm.
That should have made everybody on that soundtrack a millionaire, multimillionaire. And the parties on that show, Michelle Visage, is not one because Robert Savilles fucked her over. Mm. So he's a bad man, but this is a good song.
Good song.
Megami.
Batman.
Megami knows she can't outdance Morphine, but she says, I can outstupid her.
Oh, and she puts the little eyeballs, the eyeballs on her rings. That's funny.
And then it's like the eyeballs in control makes her jump, jump. It's
that's really funny, dude.
I did not know what she was going to do. I was impressed every time by her ingenuity.
Yeah.
And I think that she did a great job against the lip sync assassin.
She did. She definitely held her own. But I feel like this was Morphine's episode to win.
But I would just like to say that Megami, I think Megami kind of won this episode. Just right. By coming out, doing a great fucking job at everything she was given. Her hair stayed in place. She looked beautiful. It was swinging. She had a cute little outfit on.
Yeah.
I thought Megami really won this. The same way that I won my reunion episode, Megami kind of won this episode. I was very proud of her. I don't even know her really that well, but like, good job, girl. And Morphine too. I mean, sickening, no? But she got her crown.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Now is doing the robot the kiss of death in Drag Race lip sync?
No, RuPaul loves that robot.
I always think of Manila Luzon doing the robot during Champion.
Well, we knew she wasn't the champion. Morphine's ass looks like they're speeding it up, but you know that they're not because you can see Megami's ponytail whipping.
And then wubba, 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 wubba.
And then Bruno's eyes are going, and I love it when they shake like that. And the hair. I don't want to mess up this nice unit. It's brand new, but, you know. And I wasn't aware of this, but Morphine is topping the hell out of that floor. Even though she got tape wrapped around her dick and then pulled back into her badussy cavity.
Yeah.
And then she does the shotgun at Megami at the end and then blinks aggressively three times. Blink, blink, blink. Hold on. It's coming. Blink, blink, blink. She said,
You saw what I did? She did that. She did that peppermint move.
She really did. And it was wonderful. But I don't really think it was that much of an assassination. Like, no. It was one girl won and one girl lost. But Megami
held her own.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So that makes Morphine, who served wet pussy cunt juice, that makes Morphine Love Dion the winner of She Done Already Had Herses with a cash prize of $50,000. And she says, you get a BBL. You get a BBL. You get a BBL. You get a BBL.
You're so much more than a BBL.
Yeah, I'm also lipo. But this is something that's great that's happened. I saw the girls online putting their Venmos up. I tipped Megami. I was like, girl, you made me chuckle out loud, and it takes a lot for me to do that. So I sent her $20. And she is now out of debt from her Drag Race package.
Good for her.
Yeah, so if you liked any of these girls' performances, find out their Venmo. Go send them a dollar or two, because every dollar helps. Drag is expensive, and a lot of these girls...
It's a song from Drag the Musical.
You're right, it is.
What privilege.
Yes. Definitely support the girls. I'm glad to know that she's out of her Drag Race debt. That's like, I mean, these girls go in.
Blue Hydrangea is still paying off her All-Stars winner's debt. UK versus the world. You saw how gagged she was.
Oh, she was Gagzilla, for sure.
That who won that show?
Tia Coffee.
That Tia Coffee was getting money. So next week, the girls will be battling for... Oh, wait, it's...
The crown.
It's a quarter of a million
now? I didn't know that. It is?
A quarter of a million?
No, 200.
Oh, okay. It's 250.
Sorry, the 50 is for she already done had herses.
Oh.
So they give away a quarter of $1 million on this season.
But next week, someone will win $200,000.
Yes.
You see who they made to carry the You Better Vote sign, right? They said, bitch, you ain't gonna dance. Dawn, hold this. They made Dawn hold the sign.
Like, I'll hold the sign, fine.
Zunami too. There's two of them. Dawn got it and Zunami. They're like, girls, You didn't want to dance? Here, you hold the sign, bitch.
Oh, what a fun group of girls. I wonder if they're all going to come back next week or if it's just going to be the three. I literally don't know.
I don't know. It could be like Mayhem and they just don't show up for the lip sync. Because she wasn't there, you know?
Yeah.
Not that she needed to be there, but like, I guess she had a medical emergency.
Yeah. Who knows? Well, I can't wait to see how this is going to turn out. And don't forget to get your tickets for our live show in Los Angeles, May 12th. We're doing something for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Love it's called Do Tell Mom, The Babysitter's Alive and Well, not a movie screening.
It's at the El Rey Theater, which is a wonderful historic theater on Wilshire Boulevard right by La Brea. And the ticket link is in our bio at RaceChaserPod on Instagram.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for joining us for Race Chaser au courant this week. Yeah. I'm Alaska.
And I'm a nightmare.
Well, we'd love for you to write a review of our podcast on your podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe and take a moment to leave a rating too.
And have you heard the good news about the premium options at Mom? We also do Unleaded. You can sign up for Mom Plus and Mom Plus Gold at mompodcast.plus.
You get access to all of the Mom shows ad-free, many of them a day early. Plus, on Mom Plus Gold, you get exclusive bonus episodes and content, plus access to the full video episodes of this podcast, Race Chaser. So you'll get to see us doing this.
Oh.
I'm doing the Maya.
Love that kind of
I'm doing great. Please follow the dolls on Instagram and Twitter at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod. Our Mom Podcast Instagram and TikTok account is at Mom Podcast. And please email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Catch my gist. We want to hear from you if you have any questions, a theory, a spreadsheet, scuttlebutt, cool photos, anything you want to show us, let us know.
We will be back next week with more discussion, dissection, and dissemination.
Oh, I want to see the whole shirt. Look at that. That's so good. Bye.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for an entertainment and informational purposes only.
RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respected trademark and or copyright holders. M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
To listen to Race Chaser ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcast.plus.
Race Chaser is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Alaska and Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfog, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfog 5000.